Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Ancient gods of the Bible. Ancient. Give me first Samuel. Some of you have not read the book of Samuel. Some of you, your name is Samuel, and you still have not read the book of Samuel. Even some Davids have not read Sam. All right. First Samuel. See, let me tell you, when we share the grace, it's not the time for you to be making noise and jumping up and down and connecting with your friends. Sometimes you need to stay away from people, come to the altar, and shed your tears. Is somebody listening to me? Is somebody listening to me? It's your moment. There are some things you really cannot explain to people. It's a bit complicated. Just bring it to Jesus. Jesus. May the Lord give us that grace. I say, may the Lord give us that grace. 1 Samuel chapter 7, and the men of Kiriath-Jearim came and fetched up the ark of the Lord. If you want to get the full benefit of this story, you need to go into, start from maybe chapter 5 or so. So maybe I will run through this very soon, all right? If I get some good ratings, if I don't get it, I'll just be flying that revelation by myself. Give me that scripture. And the men of Kiriath-Jearim came and fetched up the ark of the Lord and brought it into the house of Abinadab in the hill, and sanctified Eleazar, his son, to keep the ark of the Lord. And it came to pass, while the ark abode in Kiriath-Jearim, that the time was long, for it was what? 20 years. How many years was it that the ark had been gone? 20 years. 20 long years. People were going to church. They were going for prayer meeting in Israel. The priest would come and say, the Lord bless you, the Lord cause light to say, but God was not there. You know, we can do church without God. Sometimes we have our program, opening prayer, worship, Sunday school, Monday school, prayer meeting. And we just do it. We have the prayer points already listed. There is no spontaneity. There is no move of the Spirit. And it's all in Jesus' name. But the ark had been gone for over 20 years, which means a child that gave birth to 20 years ago didn't know what it meant to be in church and experience God. He didn't know. So when our old churches started losing their sons to some of the newer churches, this was part of the problem. But nobody agreed. We only say that service is too long. Somebody was in this church some time ago, and my wife was asked, so are you blessed? Yeah, say, I was blessed. Say, but the service was a bit long. I just smiled. I said, they have not opened your fire. When they open your fire, you cannot be looking at the time. Because I only have one question for you. Let's define long. It's relative according to physics. Huh? Long is what? It's relative according to... That means what is long for me may not be long for you. Do you watch Netflix? Do you have a Netflix account? Yeah. Do you like the shows, TV shows, the series and seasons? Say yeah. Do you have anyone you're watching? I say yeah. How many seasons? I say, those ones, that's like season 9. What's the title? You say, Dynasty. I know the way they act those movies. The final 2 minutes of that episode, something will happen. So even if you don't want to watch, you'll be looking for data. You'll be hungry, but you must buy data. Say, data is life. Huh? So I took it as a positive or a feedback with mixed feelings. Because I just looked at her like, okay, she doesn't really have much problems. Have you ever been to the hospital and you had to wait for the doctor? And it seemed like everybody who went in was taking so much time. Huh? So much time at the hospital. Come out now. Everybody has an emergency. Say, madam, say, I'm coming. Just give me 5 minutes. You see, 5 minutes? Ah, my son is getting hotter by the day. Huh? Everybody, you may just have 5 people on that queue, but it looks like forever. But you wait. Even though you know it's malaria, you still don't want to take the risk. 20 years, a child of 20 years today would have finished university. If he went to a private school, would have graduated. I was doing the calculation with my wife. I realized that my son could likely finish secondary school by 14. And I became scared. That is that not too young? But I'm happy, at least. Let's know that that one has gone. Yeah, let's start. Then you go and learn programming and coding for 2 years before you go to university. All right? But I'm just, imagine they bring down the barrier, the age barrier for university. That means between 15, it will be out by 19. You now want to compare your destiny, its own, with your own. That at 24, you are actually still planning to go on strike. A serious matter. 20 years is a lot of time to be without God. When many of us, and when we look at some people who have pursued God and they found Him, you don't know why they are very energetic about it. It's because of what they found. In the pursuit of God, what they found. The day God told them, don't go out, and they didn't go out, and God preserved their life. And the day God told them, this morning, 5 a.m., go out, and they met with incredible profit. You now tell them that people are doing something. No. Every major bus stop of my life, you just look back. You just realize that every major bus stop of your life, where something major happened for it all, because you are following God's directions. Not trend. God doesn't do trend. God doesn't do something because it's popular. It's popular for you. His own civilization is way ahead. 20 years a nation without God. Give me the next verse. He said, and all the house of Israel lamented after the Lord, wailed, prayed, cried. Give me the next verse. And Samuel spoke unto all the house of Israel, saying, if you do return unto the Lord, with what? Did God make room for partial repentance? He said, if you return with what? What the word all means is that there is no segment of your life you will hide. Where have you been in the last 20 years? Oh, you married. Oh, you are married now. Oh, okay. Who did you marry? Jezebel? Ah. You will bring... You must return with all your heart. You see, your heart is like a bank. It has a signature card for every major thing that has happened in your life. You cannot bring a part and say, take my... No. I need your soul too. I need your body. Not just your spirit. Not just for you to be speaking in tongues. That's cheap, because that's a gift of the spirit I gave you. But I need your soul. But most of us, we contend with that one, because giving your soul to God comes with a price. Because it means that you will not take away your decision until the Lord has sanctified that will. Says, he that worketh in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. That means God is working with you to choose the things you are choosing. That's what it means to be a Christian. Not to say you are baptized at Jerusalem. Sorry, what's that? River Jordan. The people doing the baptism at Jordan, many of them are not even born again. They are just doing it to make money now. And they will even give you a certificate. $30. Give you a certificate. I'm not joking. If you like, go and, you that God has been working with, go and put your head under one guy that is smoking banner to, because you are in Israel, you want to. No, I'm not joking, no. I'm not joking. There are many of the tall guys there, they are heavy drinkers and heavy smokers. That you are in Israel doesn't mean you are close to God. Next verse. Put away all the strange gods. Verse 3. Put away all the strange gods Give me verse 3. Put away all the strange gods and Ashtaroth. You see this Ashtaroth? I have a genuine hatred. Ashtaroth is the sex god. Ashtaroth in ancient text, is the, when you read some of the writings of Ashtaroth, she's the one who says, I am a man, I am also a woman. That's Ashtaroth. Ashtaroth is the one who demands worship from people, a man. But you say before you worship, you must dress like a woman. He likes it. Oh, sorry, she likes it. She's also the god of sex change. She's also the goddess of LGBTQ, ABCDEFAIG. Ashtaroth is the god that America worships. Even in Israel now, you are not permitted to speak against anybody who is homosexual in Israel. They have a form of godliness, but they deny the power. They are the ones teaching the curriculum now in the UK. They are the ones, it's the spirit filling the teachers that will teach your children in the UK. Including those in Christian schools. Because I had to intervene on one issue recently, and it was a Christian school in the UK. Christian school, though, that you are paying £3,000 every time. Because some of you heard UK, you didn't look at the price tag. If you have £3,000, you know the kind of business you can start here. This one is just one term. And they are already telling your child that she must be, she cannot be gender biased. She must be, in terms of religion, she must be religious. There is a tolerance now. You know, you are very tolerant. Meanwhile, the child was saying, my mommy told me just is the way. Say, your mommy cannot say that. And they called to report. You know, those phones, calls are free there, so it's easy to call. It's not the one you are checking your balance every time. So you prepare for, when you are moving, prepare for the warfare that is in that region. Don't just say, we thank God we are, okay. Better, let's be doing Pro Max here. Some of you, I was remembering the prophecy I gave the Sunday before the inauguration of this tenure. Do you remember that prophecy? Who remembers the prophecy? Aha. Do you remember the prophecy? I gave a prophecy that I saw a wheelchair being taken into the brand new wheelchair into the Asrock Villa. You remember? How much is dollar today? No, it was about 1,000. Like it hit 1,000 like 2 days ago, then dropped again. Huh? As at now, it's 880. Did you ever imagine that in your lifetime? We must apologize to two people. One is the former president from the South, and the immediate past president. He's a good father. Now, some of you heard the prophecy and you went to say, just say, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And I told you certain things you must do at the beginning of this year. Hey. Yeah, yeah. Yes, sir. I even referred to Kenneth Hagin. Yeah. Yes, sir. I said, God told Kenneth Hagin, stop going up and down, stop traveling, stay at home, save your money. Did I not talk about savings? I said, if you have two phones, go and sell one. Did I not say so? Aha. Uh-huh. Did you imagine that pounds would be over 1,000 in 6 months? Did you imagine? It's not even up to 6 months. In less than 2 months. People don't know anything. You people don't know how to interact with prophecy. You have an emotional attachment. You don't. When the prophecy is given, you must build your life in such a way that you are insulated. That's why I will not send it again. I'm happy with everybody that is in government. So if they check the video there, at least they will see that I'm praising them. There's a bill at the House of Assembly now. Anti-NGO bill or something. Have you seen it? Huh? that in a church like this, when you collect your offering, we will now send it to Abuja. And it's an allergy there that will tell us what we can do with the money. It has passed second reading. You didn't know because you are watching Netflix and Showmax. Or is it Showtime or Showmax? I don't know. So I want to mind my business now. God bless everybody that is there. All of you, go and look for second citizenship now. I was the one who told you, don't look for second citizenship. Now I'm telling you, go and look for second citizenship. You are not happy. You want to stay in... Okay. Now in... Because I really don't have time to do justice to you, because my goal is towards the end of this chapter. The man of God told them that they must repent and put away the strange gods, and he specified Ashtaroth. Ashtaroth is a sex god. Most of us are slaves to this god today. Ashtaroth will prevent genuine Christians from marrying. It will make quality men unavailable, quality women unavailable. So you have a lot of Christians who are hitting close to 40. They can't do anything about it because they are Christians. But Satan's strategy is that if he puts you in that gap for too long, you will compromise. And that's all he's looking for. Say, he doesn't mind the time. He can keep you there for 10 years. So if you are not spiritually on your feet, if you are sleeping, if you are a sleeper, remember that message I preached, awake, O sleeper. If you are always sleeping and saying, everything is all right, God will do it, you will now realize that there are many spirits that are involved in your matter, including Ashtaroth. Many of your popular musicians in Nigeria now have bowed their heads in satanic covenant to get the fame that they have. And you are here dancing and flying those songs. You are flying them and enjoying them because it has a good vibe to it. Some of them wear some kind of strange pendant and chain. When you look at it, there is a god. If you take that picture, go to Google, it will tell you the god that has that symbol. But if you want to come, you must put away the gods. Why am I emphasizing the show of the gods? That now that the fasting is over, don't bring the gods back. Come on now. Don't bring those gods back. Please, are you with me now? Don't bring the gods back. Don't, and how many Christians do it successfully is that they become careless and they explain away their recklessness. Things like God will understand, or God understands, or nobody is perfect. Are those statements true? Yes. But there are loopholes that Satan can catch on. Look at what he said. He said, take away Ashtaroth from among you and prepare your hearts unto the Lord. The word prepare is very significant. Unfortunately, today is not for Bible study. I would have taken all those words. Prepare your hearts the way you prepare your food. If you are to prepare something that the president will come and eat, the extent of care, patience that goes into it. Samuel says, prepare your heart like that. And serve him only. Can you see the word service? Can you see the word service? This is for those who think they can relate with God the way they like. God says, it's not only for you to worship me, you must serve me. We are in a day now, people serve with their lips. God says, you will serve me. You cannot serve God without a cost on you. Your money, your time, your effort must go into it. If not, it's not service, it's pleasure. Please, are you with me? Aha. Next verse. No time. I promised Pastor David today. And we have a bet. And I don't have money to redeem my bet. So I have to. Then the children of Israel did put away Baalim and what? And serve the Lord. Now, let me quickly say something. When I come back to talk about the ancient gods of the Bible, I will still talk about it. You see, Baalim is... is a male god, small g. The female counterpart of Baalim is Ashtaroth. So most of the demon spirits that we know, including, what's that one at Osun State? Yeye Osun. All those ones that wear white and say they are very holy. All those female deities, like the one that I prayed for in the East, where their family produces the lineage, the priesthood, and they must be women. All of them fall under Ashtaroth. Ogun, Amadioa, what's the one in your village? Ogugu. They're all under. So Baal is like a general word for gods that have capacity for seduction. Are you with me now? Their major strength is what? Seduction. They will not tell you don't serve God. They will say combine. Baalim will never tell you don't serve God. He will say combine. When Christianity came to Nigeria, they landed at Ogun State. Ogun State people rejected Christianity. Then they decided to what? To collaborate. To what? There was a song we used to sing. Igbagbo ni ka wa ma soro. Awa o soro. If you don't know that song, it's in tongues. The song means in Yoruba language that embracing Christianity does not mean you should not serve your father's idols. So when Christianity was struggling, when you go to history, they'll say Christianity first came, CMS. You read all those stories. They didn't tell you this one, that they met with resistance. So in order to make it compatible, they now adjusted a line in that code to make it compatible not only with iOS, but with Linux and Android. The original software is what? It's iOS. But we need more customers. So they now adjusted something so that it can also be compatible. And that's why till today, Ogun State still has that problem. Ogun State is not even as developed as Ondo State. It's the gods of that land that is worrying them. You have to study church history, study history, so that you can understand your environment. So if you are from Ogun State, congratulations. But now you know. Your people, your fathers, combined Christianity with idol worship. And what did God say? The word of God said they put away both Baalim and Ashtaroth. They could have put away Baalim, because Baalim was a god of productivity. If you serve Baalim, anything you do, if you are selling at the market, if you are a farmer, you will be doing well. But you will be coming to church to give testimony. Because Baalim doesn't require you to be coming to church every day. Just imbibe our principles. You understand? Do, between us, we know what we do. But let God be taking all the glory. And God will not touch that glory. So it's actually coming back to Baal. But in terms of pleasure and entertainment and destruction, Madam Ashtaroth. And please, if you think it's easy to put away Ashtaroth, you don't know. Because our power of seduction is very high. Very high. Let's rush. Maybe we'll continue this. So tell your neighbor, don't bring the gods back. These gods, these two gods are very significant because they are usually why many Christians relapse into bondage. This Baal, because Baal deals with your work, Baal deals with your productivity, deals with your prosperity, making life easy for you. And that's what everybody wants. That's why you went to school. But after work, then there's play, Ashtaroth. So they have you on 2-count charges. Verse 5, and Samuel said, gather all Israel to Mizpah, and I will pray unto the Lord for you. Please, the emphasis of this verse is that of intercession. There are certain spiritual battles that don't break suddenly unless there is consistent prayers and intercession. And please, one of the mistakes many of us make in intercession is that we don't know how to pray. Especially when you are dealing with a family pattern. Please bring it down a bit. When you are dealing with a family pattern, you must follow Daniel's strategy. Daniel said, I repented, and I confess the sins of my fathers. First, before confessing his own, please, are you with me now? Was Daniel there where his fathers fell? Is there a reason Daniel is in Babylon today? Some people sinned. Are we together? Sin always brings bondage. Huh? Unfortunately, people are complaining, but nobody is repenting. Nigeria has shed blood of innocent people. His own citizens. In the north. In the southeast. And those of you in the southwest would think you are insulated. You don't know anything. Because people have also died. But the figures are not adding up. You cannot ask for restoration without repentance and many times restitution. It's not as easy as that to say you killed somebody. You now ask God forgiveness and it's over. It's not over, sir. It's not over, sir. It's not as easy as that. If not, we'll all be killing. Please, are you with me? It's not as easy as that. You need to go and listen to Pastor Kumiyo. I'm telling you. Okay. Hallelujah. Give me that verse again. He said, I will pray for you. Because you, the one I'm even looking at you, you can't pray again. If you pray, God will be angry. You have too many things on your hands. So you saw Samuel, the first one of the primary ministries of a prophet is intercession. You pray, Father, you mention that person's name, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Unfortunately, you are as a pastor or as a prophet, you are not even supposed to tell the person you are praying for, that you are praying for them. Meanwhile, the person came to church, and just did that like this, didn't even greet you. I said, I'll just remove your name now from those I'm praying for. You did not greet me. And I did 3 days VG for her. This work, eh? Hey. Huh? Wow. I really know how God makes his selection. Come here, I'm angry. I'm angry. I should be traveling all over the world and giving speeches. Academic speeches. God chose an angry man to be interceding for others. Can you imagine? Meanwhile, we have someone like Brother David Olakole, always humble. God. But whether you greet him or you don't greet him, he will do what God wants him to do. And they gathered together to Mizpah and drew water and poured it out before the Lord. Now, if you were in the service on Friday, I spoke to you about prophetic acts. Are you with me? Do you remember? If you don't remember, that means you are not there. Or you are watching Netflix while I was speaking. Because some of you think I'm sharing, when I talk to you, I'm just sharing my ideas. It's a good talk. It gives a good talk. Like my friend at St. Francis Catholic Church, say the priest gave a good talk. 15 minutes. I say, me, I preach. I don't give talk. I say, thank God for the priest. Bro. And I love him. And I have Reverend Fathers as friends. Very lovely people. And they are very rich. Stay there and be shouting. Instead of you to ask them, how are you making it? Be fighting someone that can bless you. Say they pour out water. I'll come back and teach on this, but it's a very sensitive topic because this is where many people that use the Bible to do rituals, this is where they quote. They hang around here. Eh? Yoruba people have a woman to share. Those people on those mountains that do spiritual work for you, they hide around things in the Old Testament. There's a spiritual background for it, except that this one's now, it has turned to African religion, but they are still mentioning Jesus. Eh? They poured water. Look at what he said. He said, and they got to go and Mizpah and drew water and poured it out before the Lord. Do you see it? It was a sign of surrender. It was a sign of repentance. It was a sign of yielding. It was a sign of saying, let the Spirit come again. They yielded. When Elijah was going to call down fire, the Bible said he repaired the altar and asked them to keep pouring water. Till the water overflew the altar. Those are prophetic acts. There are things like, oh, what do you have in your house? Say, go and gather vessels. Go and those are prophetic acts. It was not the vessel, it was the obedience. He said they poured it out before the Lord and fasted on that day and said, we have sinned against the Lord, which means you can fast when you sin. Hello? Some people refuse to fast. Yeah, because they got angry in the morning. No, that's when you should fast. I know you're angry, but you should fast. You can convert that day's fasting to repentance. Bring your soul down before God. Humble yourself. Please, are you listening? Because some of you now, you are thinking about the movie you watch when you leave here. That if I say a word now, your Netflix account will not work. Important. Go to the verse 7. I want you to see something that happens to many of us here that we don't really pay attention to. These guys were in a state of repentance, being restored to the Lord, and they were, God was about to do something in their life. The prophet was already interceding. Huh? And while they were doing all of that, the Philistines had spiritual warfare started. There are people that think that, oh, because they are fasting on the 15th day, something now begins to happen. They are now thinking, maybe it's a sign that we are not making progress. You are making progress. If you are not making progress, the Philistines won't hear and they won't gather. The wrongest thing to do now is to back away and say, I'm afraid. See, let me tell you, spiritual attack is in everything. I'm telling you, the day after the prayer, my phone, this my precious iPhone, collapsed to the glory of God, collapsed. Even now, it's just a screen. It's not working. Do you understand what I'm saying? I say, the devil is angry because of the way I dealt with him in the last 21 days. Because now, everybody's being careful. I don't even want to go to have any business with any phone repairer or something. The way I carry my laptop myself. I don't want to hear, while I was carrying it, he fell down. I don't know. I'm not too proud. No. Don't even scratch me on the road. I move away from people when I drive. I don't want, don't tell me sorry. Just leave me. Avoid me. Future attack is real, low. This is one. If you are watching me now, type in. It's okay. I will deal with you. See the thing. Just go in. See my supplier here. See, some of you do not know that you have made a lot of progress, which is why in between the fasting, you started battling depression. You started feeling tired. Like, you can't really pull through the 21 days. Please, who understands what I'm saying? Something just happens. It's like, after 10 days, why? Why now? Why am I being assaulted? Why am I being assaulted in my dreams? Why? Please, who understands what I'm saying? Things start happening to you like, are we not fasting? Or you start having some kind of pressure at the office. Something just starts, you're like, the Philistines have heard that you have gathered. They have heard that Samuel is praying. They have seen you interceding for a new beginning. They have seen you praying. They heard that the children of Israel were gathered together in Mizpah. And the lords, these are the principalities and power, the lords of Philistines went up against Israel and said, we'll not let them gather. They will continue to pay tribute. You know they used to pay tribute to these guys. You know what tribute is? Eh? Whoever is ruling you, you have to pay tax. If not, you cannot even go to the farm. And like my friend Tyler Dye was saying a few days ago, he said in tribute, in the days of Gideon, they were not even allowed to sharpen their cutlass or their working implements. You have to take it to meet the land of the Midianites, who was colonizing them. Then you will pay a huge sum, not the regular amount. Please, do you understand what I'm saying? You want to go to farm, you first travel to another country to go and sharpen your knife. If they see you trying to do anything, you are gone. So you now see why five lords. If there was nothing important about your destiny, why do you require lords, not just soldiers, lords to gather because of you, because of your family? You are making progress. I say you are making progress. You are making progress. You don't know. I'm telling you, you are making progress. Their gathering is the sign that you need. And when the children of Israel heard it, they became what? They became afraid. So these are the natural responses. You have been praying and fasting and so on. And so all of a sudden they start assaulting you in your dreams. All of a sudden you start having palpitation of the heart. Every night these strange bedfellows are coming and they are assaulting you sexually. And they're like, ah! Even when I didn't fast, I thought this thing has gone for like 2 years. Somebody said to me, Pastor, anytime I do a vigil, and I do a vigil, and I pray. He said, that night, my bed will be shaking. It's as if things are, like some forces are moving my bed, that I will be assaulted that night. But if I don't pray, they will not disturb me. That pastor, why? I said, I don't know. But it's warfare. Contradictions that come as a result of prophecy. Contradictions that come because of your posture, your decision to stand on God's word. Let's rush. Next verse. They were afraid of the Philistines. Verse 8. And the children of Israel said to Samuel, Pastor, don't sleep, oh. Are you still praying for my family? It takes humility to admit this one. Oh. This is hopeless. Give me that verse. Because oh. Today I came. All those people that have spoiled my phone, today, fire will answer. Say, since not to pray, Pastor David, are you praying? Are you still praying? Or you are just telling me it is where? There is a place where you must always check in with your prayer support system. Don't assume. And please, don't just say, Pastor, please, hope you are praying. Tell him, pray now. I'm here. This is my wife. Pastor, pray with us now. Because the moment you leave here, Pastor is going to eat. There's one place around there. Pastor is going to eat. Say, it is well. It is well. Pray now. Pastor, pray now. We are here. Pray now. Because if he tell you he's praying, but that's the prayer. That thing he said is the prayer. It's not as if he's going to pray when he gets home. That thing he said is the prayer. I'm telling you. Say, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you. Say, ah, pray now. Okay, I want to hear the prayer. I'm telling you, people don't know what is going on. This is like you have been deceived. that the Lord will save us. Even the present Pastor David, I'm telling you, he's not praying for you. Tell him to pray now. Someone that was watching Titans and that Korean movie on Netflix, you now call, Pastor, there's something. You better tell him to pray now. This person wants to go back and watch. It's on episode 49 and we are still going to 120. You better talk. Give me that verse. It's people like me that will tell you. Next verse, verse 9. Please don't harass me. What I just told you, don't practice it on me. Don't practice it on me. I just told you what to do, but I didn't say you should. Don't. That message is for Pastor David and Pastor Kenny. And Samuel took a sucking lamb. This is like a baby, you know, innocent. A lamb that was slain before the world began. There's that. This redemption. Speaking of redemption. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission for sin. So this is Jesus here. And he offered it as a burnt offering, holy to the Lord. And Samuel spoke. That's the attitude. He cried. He cried unto the Lord. His emotion was involved. And the Lord heard him. When people say, God did not allow the words of Samuel to fall to the ground. That's the kind of prophet I want to be. Hey. Slow down. I know your type. And Samuel. Do you want to be in a prayer meeting where Samuel and Elijah are your prayer partners? The Bible says Elijah prayed fervently. You know what fervently is? You just came back from Birmingham, where people take life easy. Huh? Or from Ontario. Elijah is from Africa. The other brother, Samuel, is from Asia, where there are gods, powerful gods. They don't understand. Say, let's just bless him. Bless you, Father. You are sweet, Jesus. Let's sing a song to Jesus. Come on, give me C sharp. Because these two other prophets contend with God. God! God! Deliver us! You can't get it. They have not opened your file. You can't get it. When the day they open your file and you know, you can't pray like that again. When you look around and realize that if you survive or die, it's now in your own hands. See, we have a presentation by 9. We need to catch some rest tonight. Rest. Brother Anthony that taught me how to pray. This is how he taught me how to pray. You bend your leg like you my leg almost became bow shape or K? Eh? Bow. Because they taught me how to pray by showing me. Then you pace, you don't sit. Then there are no chairs. We need to return to those days. I'm telling you. Say, cry! Lord, if you don't save us! Lord, if you don't save us! And God heard him. This other Ashtaroth generation and bad generation, they don't know that one. That's why their voices are not known in the register of the Spirit. Next verse. If you know you cannot shout, go and boil hot water. Eh? It will be cooling. Then as you are screaming, be drinking it. And as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines did what? They were coming closer. God said he heard him, but the battle was still on. The enemy still seemed as if he was coming closer with condemnation. Coming closer with thoughts of failure, thoughts of depression. Telling you that if you like, go on 42 days fasting, you will not marry. You will not have a child. Still coming. He was still drawing near. This is what it means to draw near. And you are, first day, second after third. But really, the way we are even shouting, God should have heard by now. Daniel D 21. All those your heroes in the Bible, go and check them. Go and check them. They never give up. None of them gave up. The ones that gave up, you didn't read their story. They drew near to battle against Israel. And God set a trap for them. He waited for them to come close. In their mind, these people are praying. Instead of them to be preparing, they are praying. They are singing. They are singing. You see, this life, you have to be wise. It's good for a man to be wise. See, wisdom, the Bible says, is profitable to direct. See them. I told you these guys are complete idiots. Look at the way we have edged them around. The devil thinks your strength is in your ACCA certificate. The devil tries to make you think that it is in these certifications you are doing. Those things are good. But the battle is a spiritual one. And the battle belongs to the Lord. If you don't get that, the game is lost. The Lord waited for them. Gave them a false sense of security. Emma Bo, come. 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 And as they were coming, Samuel was here. Shabalaba, Zotekaya, Rabada. When you pray those prayers, you shut your eyes. So you won't see what the devil is showing you. You shut your mind to the devil. Ka, Badia, this family, Yatekada, salvation to the Lord. Mention your siblings, their names, everybody in the family. Everybody coming to Jesus. While you are doing it, your brother will call you, he has told, tell you that he has impregnated somebody. Don't be distracted. Close your eyes. The devil would want to do everything to make sure you stop praying. Everything, including bad news. The Lord waited for them. Give me that scripture. When they came close, it wasn't lightning. Have you ever... For those of you that have lived in the barracks before, have you ever heard a gunshot at close range? It can make you deaf temporarily, depending on the kind of gun. Especially if you are not expecting it. Pop! The first question is, if a bullet hits you, you may not know immediately because the bullet is faster than the sound. So you need to first stay where you are. If after 2 seconds you can still blink, then you can now, because the chances are that you are already dead. That's the way bullets are. So what we are looking at here is me telling you that not only Satan has an aggressive strategy, God has an aggressive strategy. God is, just the way Satan is setting trap for you, is the way God is also setting a trap for Satan. And God is only waiting for him to come close. And then he thunders. That is a divine arrow. He thunder. Give me that scripture. He thundered with a great thunder upon the Philistines. And they were smitten. You came for my daughter. Smitten. You came for my son. Smitten. It is not caning. It is smitten. Smitten. Every one of them. The moment the Israelites got the memo, they rose up. We will finish this one. We will finish one. Those who couldn't pray, now knew how to pray. Give me the next verse. He discomfited. He scattered them. Listen, we have prayed for 21 days. And I'm here to tell you they are scattered. And the men of Israel went out of Mizpah and pursued the Philistines. And they smote them until they came to Bethkar. Next verse. And Samuel took a stone. Samuel took a stone. That word Mizpah, one of the meanings is pause. P-A-U-S-E. When you are in pause mode, it's a season of transition. When it's like the pause before the action. God is in pause mode. He's sorting out some things with you. He's trying to clear some baggages. It means pause. Mizpah. We're in pause mode. No movement. Let all be silent before him. God is dealing with you. He's dealing with you one-on-one. He's dealing with me one-on-one. He's dealing with you one-on-one. But we are all in pause mode. Oh, Rabale Safidia. Mizpah. We're in pause mode. And Samuel took a stone. And he set the stone in the midst of Shen and Mizpah. These two towns, these two locations are in Palestinian territory. Do you know that when you want to declare, when you want to raise a signature in your family that God has given you victory, you should raise an altar there. There are many of you who said, God, remove this ancient altar from my family. But there's no family altar in yours. Are you here now? I'm not talking about that where two or three are gathered that you sing song. I'm saying there is no altar that has been raised to replace the one you are asking God to take away. There can be no vacuum in the spirit. Please, are you with me? There can be no vacuum in the spirit. And there are some of you, the brothers here that are married. You don't delegate the task of praying for your family to your wife. I'm not talking about devotion that we do. I'm talking about the responsibility of prayer, the person that will light that candle. The moment it is not the head of the house, something is constitutionally wrong. And there are some challenges your wife will begin to face. You will not know why. It can affect her. Anything can happen. And you will not know it because you relinquish your own role. The moment that the Israelites pursued those guys, they needed to secure that territory. Please, are you listening to me now? All you heads of the houses and all, you have to put a stone there. There was a sacrifice there. Give me that scripture. Do you know you can name altars? Do you know you can name altars? Whatever the devil had done to you, whatever captures that moment for you, whatever, like, you cannot tell that story without talking about the pain that you experienced. You must now look for a new name for this altar. Then you stand there with your wife and you say, from today, what we have always known was pain, but from today, it's Ebenezer. It's Ebenezer. It's Ebenezer. Amen. It's Ebenezer. Amen. Listen to me. Listen to me. Because we are going to enter into a prayer and we are going to go into a brief anointing service. The prophetic declaration in that scripture, Samuel said, the name of this altar, this stone, shall be called. What does that mean? Ebenezer means the stone of help. The stone of help. Come on, say the stone of help. The stone of help. The mountain of help. He said the stone of help because hitherto, as the Lord what? As the Lord what? Who helped you? I said, who helped you? Hitherto, as the Lord helped you. Give me the next verse. Let's look at the implication. Verse 13, quickly. So the Philistines, listen to me. When they repented and stood in the post mode and offered their sacrifice, the Lord fought. But when Samuel raised a new altar, they were subdued. How do you raise your altar? One man came to Jesus. He and his friends, they had been blind. And Jesus healed them and told them, go to the priest and give the sacrifice that was required by Moses. People don't understand sacrifice. They say, it's Old Testament, it's Old Testament. Okay. Jesus told 10 people, go and give the sacrifice. One of them was moving. Then he thought, what better sacrifice than to go back? Friends, let's go back and thank him. See, he said we should go. People have common sense, but not spiritual sense. The moment somebody prayed for you and healed you, and he told you, go and share your testimony, and you said, because he said, go and share your testimony in your church, was that where you got the deliverance? The church you have been going to, the temple you have been going to, all they did was they despised you and gave you blind people sit in this corner. They gave you a rejected position. Somebody else told you, go and give your testimony. Go and offer the sacrifice. You didn't think that the person strong enough to give you that instruction is the one who you should go to. The moment he said, go and say, ah, Baba, you are the one. You are the one. You saw us when nobody saw us. You are the one. Why should we go there when you are here? It's just like Jesus said, he said, I will come and I will heal your servant. And the man said, you are the word of eternal life. You don't need to come and pray for my servant for him to be healed. Speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. You see, we need to understand how spiritual things work. Many of us have considered a penalty already, because we are not getting this thing. The prophet raised an altar in a territory that used to be an enemy territory. And by doing that, he secured that space for Israel. Don't let the demons come back and not meet an altar burning with fire, because they will come back. Don't let the enemy come back and meet you the way you were before the fasting started. Please, are you with me now? Don't allow Satan come back and meet you and your wife always arguing around 12 a.m. in the night. Jesus said, for the enemy cometh and has found nothing in me. Don't go back to reckless and whatever lifestyle. Let there be some kind of change. Raise a stone. It's called the stone of help. The stone of help. It's not the stone. It's a revelation of God. Are you with me now? It's a revelation of God. Let it be all around your house. Let it be a reminder of how God came through for you. Don't worry about the things that are pending. God has not forgotten. But the one he has done, publish it in the high places. Come on, say publish. Publish it in the high places. We have been greatly helped by God. You may not know it, but in a few years, you will remember this day. And that's why we're going to praise God. Because the altar we are raising today is the altar of praise. I say it's the altar of praise. It's the altar of praise. Come on, rise to your feet. It's the altar of praise. It's the altar of praise.